Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You just got to go out there and compete. Play basketball the right way. And do something very difficult, which is to win on Philly's floor. But it's a time of the year where, you know, you're going to have to do that anyways if you want to win a championship. Get on the road or back against the wall a little bit, I guess we get out of our comfort zone and then we really start making things happen. So I'm actually kind of glad that we're on the road.
The voice, you know it.
Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler. They're in here tomorrow night, the NBA 7A play-in game. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller. Howard's going to join us at 11:30. I'm sure with a lot to say about this Phillies lineup and how he would fix this thing. Scotty Hartnell's going to join us at 12:30. A lot of scenarios outplay still for the Flyers. They need to win in regulation, and I have a couple things go their way, and they can still make the playoffs. Obviously, a long shot, but we'll talk with Scotty coming up at 12:30. Daily Mock later, and all your phone calls to the Phillies. Is this a good lineup? But Hugh, tomorrow night, the Sixers and the Heat, and really this weekend, it just was unfortunate because the Sixers, they held up their end of the bargain, right?
Yeah,
they won.
The
seeding didn't.
Doc held up his end of the bargain too, then.
Yeah, the rest of the seeding didn't play out perfectly. I wish, and as it's all played out now, because Giannis is going to miss the beginning of this round, the Bucks would have been the perfect matchup. If it ended up with the Sixers as the six, the Bucks as the three, it would have been perfect. Instead, the Knicks now await the winner of tomorrow night's game between the Sixers and the Heat. So the Sixers are favored tomorrow night. And I know I've been excited. I have said this has felt different, and it does feel different. I feel great about Nick Nurse going in tomorrow night. I feel good about where the team is, winning eight in a row. But Hugh and everyone, I'd be lying if I said I'm not scared. I'm scared of Jimmy Butler.
Why?
Why?
No, I mean, I get it. You know what? I just asked that question. I understand why, but I'm not. I think that we've done everything that we've done up until this point is to get the best version of Joel Embiid that we possibly can get.
Sure.
And his supporting cast, along with Kelly Oubre and Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris, for that matter. I think that those guys are good enough to beat Jimmy Buckets because we got the best player on the court. In that game tomorrow night, there is no doubt in my mind that we have the best player on the court. Even though Jimmy Buckets has been phenomenal in playoff series, he's willed that Miami Heat team to places that nobody thought they would be able to go. But at the end of the day, he still has come up short and going against the best player in the game at a time where he's at his absolute best. I think that he's going to be no match for what Joel Embiid is going to be able to bring to the table.
Oh, I think he'll be a match. And I don't feel as strongly as you do they have the best player on the court tomorrow night. Now, like, is Joel Embiid overall over a full season, like game to game, better than Jimmy Butler? Sure. I mean, yes. I mean, Joel Embiid has been an MVP candidate for years now. Jimmy Butler's not that level of player day-to-day, game-to-game in the NBA, but for one game in a postseason spot, are you positive Joel's going to outplay Jimmy tomorrow night?
Yes.
I'm not.
I believe, like, listen, and I'm not a dummy, and I know that some people with the conversation we had today might think that, but it's not true. Let me tell you, and the reason why I believe that is this. First of all, I'm not living in the past. I think a lot of people, when they talk about this Sixers team, they always like to bring out past transgressions and everything like that. I'm not doing that. All I know is now that this team has played with a lot more confidence, a lot more swagger since Joel has been back.
Yeah, they played great. I mean,
they've been on like a 9-game winning streak or something crazy like that, and the supporting cast has been phenomenal. And another thing that the supporting cast has been that hasn't been the case in the past. They all know who the leader is. They all know who the guy is, and that guy is Joel Embiid. This team lives and dies with Joel Embiid, so they're gonna play their role. I think last year the biggest problem that we had was that we had too many cooks in the kitchen, if you will.
Well,
we had too many cats
want
to be the dude, and when he wasn't the dude, he had an attitude or whatever. I don't think they're going to have that problem now because everybody knows that this team is much better with Joel Embiid being the guy that he needs to be.
So I don't have much concern tomorrow night about the Sixers and what the Sixers are going to do. Like I think
we have a better coach. than we've had in the past.
Well, oh, certainly, yeah.
No, Spo's a good coach.
Tomorrow night is a great coaching matchup, sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, if this was a 7-game series, the Sixers are better than the Heat. They're better. I mean, with Joel out there, they've been way better this year than the Miami Heat. It's not a 7-game series. It's one game.
Yeah, one and done.
Jimmy Butler has done this so many times. He's done it to the Sixers. He's done it to other teams. He just rips your heart out. And I wish the game happened on Monday. I wish the game was like the day after the season, because the more time goes on,
you got the anxiety kicking.
Yes, I have anxiety. I got anxiety of him walking off the court again, saying you picked Tobias Harris over me, and just rubbing it in everyone's face.
I don't think that's going to happen. You know why?
Why?
I just when I see the Sixers team for this year, and I don't have a crystal ball, but I have been having vivid dreams because, you know, I've been drinking mushroom coffee. So
are you dreaming of a parade?
I'm dreaming of going deep in the playoffs. That's what I'm dreaming about. Now, I didn't know how with these dreams that I've been having, Joe, a lot of times I don't know how they end. But I don't see, like, to be honest, full honesty, full disclosure, I don't see our season ending tonight, tomorrow night. I don't see that.
Well, it won't end tomorrow night, no matter what happens. They get to play the next game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I see us going deep.
Yeah.
I don't see it ending.
Well, so here's the thing. They lose tomorrow night, the season isn't over, but it effectively is.
I mean, because you got the Celtics, correct?
Yeah, so the loser tomorrow night will play the winner of the Hawks and Bulls, and then that team would become the eight. I mean, the Sixers' path, it's so clear. If they're going to do this, they need to win tomorrow night. Get the Knicks. I think that would be a very competitive series. I feel like that would go 6 or 7. They certainly would have a chance to beat the Knicks. And then, I mean, with Giannis out, it could be the Pacers in the second round. It could be a legitimate chance to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. But Jimmy's the first thing saying their way. The way this all played out, the Sixers played so well down the stretch. They had a real chance to get up to the 6, avoid the play-in, and just, you know, the tiebreakers and seedings didn't work out that way. I'm scared of Jimmy Butler. I'll say it. I mean, I'm scared of him. I mean,
you're a puppy, but you already got a dog.
I got a dog. I have a pit bull, and I'm still scared of Jimmy Butler. 215-592-9494. We'll throw this in as well, as Jimmy comes into town tomorrow night, and Spoelstra, and a team that was in the NBA Finals last year. They've played so many of these big games. I mean, this is what they do. They were a one seed the year before. They got to the finals last year, played against the Denver Nuggets, beat the Celtics on the road. I fear them. Kyle, where are you as Jimmy Butler rolls into town, our old buddy, tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm not scared of Jimmy Butler because I'm not scared of the Heat. Like, I look at these two teams. The Sixers are a 7 seed, and I think there's a pretty good explanation as to why.
Yeah,
the Sixers, find themselves in the 7 seed. Their best player, one of the best players in the league, potentially the MVP, was injured for most of the year. I don't see any of those reasons why the Miami Heat were an 8 seed other than, like, they're just not that good. So I can't, like... I remember what Jimmy Butler did last year. I saw him do what he did in the bubble, which we all know was phony baloney anyway. But yeah, Jimmy Butler's been capable of carrying a team to some success. But like, I don't see that happening tomorrow night. I think we're going to have the best player on the floor. I think we're going to have the better team. So I'm not afraid of Jimmy Butler coming in here.
Oh, I wish I was like you guys. I wish I could just block out all the memories of Jimmy doing this. Jimmy's played in so many big games and through.
But you know what the X factor for me is, in the equation that nobody factored in? Healthy Joel Embiid. The fact that they held him out. He could have played in the last game Sunday. Could have played.
Yeah, that was kind of risky what they did, and it worked.
Yeah,
he got rest and they won.
They wanted him to get as much rest as he possibly can. So with that being said, he knows how big this moment is. And I think we were talking about it the other day, where when you talk about Joel Embiid and his legacy, this could potentially be a defining moment for him. The first time they've been in the play-in series, this could potentially be a defining moment for him that could catapult him into that rarefied air of like being one of those mystic beings that we talk about as far as the Sixers lore is concerned.
Well, he's got a long way to go, but this is the start. I mean, if they win tomorrow night and then they can upend the Knicks, well, there's a clear path. I mean, it's either Doc Rivers or the Indiana Pacers in the next, you know, the second round of the playoffs. I guess that's the second. This is the play-in. In general, I hate that they've added all these rounds to the postseason. Obviously, it helps the Sixers right now. 215-592-9494. All right, are you scared of Jimmy Butler as the Heat come in tomorrow night? I am. I mean, like, I am. I'm afraid he's going to come in here tomorrow night, drop 35, and the Sixers are going to go out, you know, be dropped to the 8 seed all of a sudden. And, of course, for the Phillies, is this a good lineup? Do the Phillies actually have a good lineup? I don't see one. I see an average lineup with some, you know, a couple, two or three really above-average guys. But other than that, a lot of average and whatever the heck we think Castellanos is these days. And, of course, Johan Rojas. And I know last night they went up against Cy Quantrill. But besides that, besides that, they haven't hit.
Wow.
Your words, not mine.
This is what we do. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
That picture stinks.
I'll take it.
I think it's the mushroom coffee.
No, that's fine. I'll take it.
You sure we ordered the right mushrooms?
I got big old shoulders. I can take it. It's cool.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here.
He was decent last night, though. I don't care what y'all say.
Well, when you go up against an offense like this, just like Bailey Falter and Marco Gonzalez, who's pitching tonight? If we look tonight, who's on the mound for the Rockies tonight? I can't imagine it's a good pitcher because they don't have any good pitchers.
Oh, no, he's gonna pitch decent, though, tonight.
It's Austin Gomber tonight. Goober. This guy you could actually call
goober.
A goober.
He's a goober.
His name's Gomber. Austin Gomber tonight.
They're going to take advantage of him tonight.
Rolls in here with a 4.91 ERA.
Full advantage of this situation tonight. They're going to take advantage of it.
How many runs are you going to score
up? Doesn't help that I'm blind. Really, Kyle? How many runs are you going to give up tonight?
No, how many runs are they going to score tonight?
The Phillies.
Yeah.
6.
Oh, that'd be a big night.
Yeah, it's going to be a big night.
All right, he's calling. Well, you know what? It is
6.
It is a Dinger Tuesday. We might have to put it in a
bet. I might have to go ahead and put that in parlor.
All right, if Hugh's right on this, I'm going to bet a couple Dinger Tuesdays. All right, Dustin is up next. What's up, Dustin?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Dustin. What's up, buddy?
Hugh, I'm with you, dude. Baseball is, and I know you're saying, Joe, you don't want to hear the cliche, it's a long season, but it's a long season. And to be a Hall of Famer in baseball, you have to bat 300. You're getting 3 hits out of every 10 at bat. Like, it's a tough sport. Like, it's a sport of ups and downs. And right now, I mean, the main problem I see with this team, and I think OG Wade was talking about it, I'm not going to say bench Castellanos right now, but you need to start working in Pache more. You got to get more days in the batting cages with Castellanos and the hitting coach. But listen, I don't want to talk Phillies. I want to talk Sixers with you guys because they get no love. I've watched every game this year, Jeff. There's no reason you should be afraid of Jimmy Butler because we have Joel Embiid.
I keep trying to tell you.
He is. Hands down, he may not have a better game per se stat-wise tonight, Joe, or tomorrow night, but if you watch the game, the way this guy changes the game flow for everybody else around, and nobody's talking about Buddy Hield. The dude is a shooter. I know we haven't seen it. He hasn't really played with Joe, but this dude can knock down open jump shots. Joe, after the first game that the big fella came back, I took the Sixers to win the championship at plus +3,200.
That's a good number. I think it's 19-1 now. So you got a great number, mm-hmm. Dustin.
I really, truly, and honestly believe that we are hands down the best team. If the big fella plays, because he changes the game so much. And then you're also seeing, you know, we wouldn't have seen this with Doc Rivers, with bringing in a Kyle Lowry. You're seeing a better Tyrese Maxey as a number two than a number one. I want to see, in the playoffs, I want to see Kyle Lowry bring the ball up, and I want to see offset screens between Joe and Maxey. That's all you need because you're at such an advantage. They're the highest scoring duo in the league right now, and I think at like 62 points per game.
Yeah, it's an incredible number. So Joel's at 34.7, and Tyrese about 26. I mean, if they play to their capabilities, the two of them, they should certainly be against Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals because nobody they're going to face has a duo playing like this right now until we get to Boston.
And Hugh, you just brought up the point. This is the healthiest we've had the big fella in his entire career.
Yes.
And he has such a deep bench. Like, you got Kelly Oubre. Yeah, I know nobody wants to. I love Campaign. I know he's a very – he has a b-ball Paul play where his feet move too fast for his head. But, dude, the energy that this team puts on – they're a fun – I can't tell you the last time I've watched a Sixers team, and it's, like, fun to watch these guys.
They have been. They move the ball well. They play as a team. I mean, you're right. And the Campaign thing – you know, people were like, why'd they trade Pat Bev? Well, Campaign is a way better offensive player. Like, they actually get something out of him once in a while when he's out there. You know, average about, you know, 9 points a game. Dustin, we appreciate it. I think part of the reason I have some fear for tomorrow night.
Trepidation.
Well, because it feels like the whole playoffs ride on one night. Like, if they win, the path is clear. The mm-hmm. Knicks, and I don't think the Knicks will be an easy series for the Sixers, but they certainly can win it.
Yeah.
Then the Bucks or the Pacers, and then all of a sudden we wake up, and it's a month from now, we're in the Eastern Conference Final. But if they lose tomorrow night,
Then you're worried about the Celtics. Well, right out the gate.
The Celtics are going to beat him. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know if that's a given. Listen.
You think the Sixers are if they lose to the Heat, they're going to beat the Celtics?
Let me say this. Do the Celtics have the same coach that they had last year?
Yes.
Didn't he if we had a better coach, Joe, that outcome of that series could have been a lot different.
I think he's grown a little bit. And they also had Porzingis.
He has.
They had Drew Holiday.
Yeah,
they're better.
He has. They're better. I'm not trying to disrespect the Celtics, but think about that, though. Last year, there were times where their coach looked clueless as far as some of the things that he was doing, and we did not capitalize on that. I just think it's going to be different now.
I hope you're right. I just think the Sixers need to ramp up to have a real chance against the Celtics.
I think this could potentially be Joel Embiid's get back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From Florida, the Gator that's always beating him all the time. I can't. Al Horford. Al Horford, yeah. I had a brain fart for a minute. Al Horford. I think this could be his get back because Al Horford got that old man game on him that be putting it on Joel Embiid, but I think this could be Joel Embiid's watershed moment.
Well, I hope you're right, but it's got to start tomorrow.
I think
the path has to be one way. I don't see it like Hugh does. I don't think it doesn't matter what happens in the play-in. If they can't beat the Heat at home, they're not beating the Celtics.
They definitely got to beat the Heat at
home. They have to win this game.
But I think they do win this game. I really do.
Well, that sets them up. But look, Jimmy Butler, man, you guys.
Jimmy's been phenomenal. I became a Jimmy Butler fan. With Jimmy Butler, he was in Milwaukee, and he beat up all his teammates at practice.
Minnesota,
yeah. When he beat up all his teammates at practice and took them out and just schooled them, and they got him up out of there.
Well, that's when he got here.
I just love that about him. And he's been that guy forever. I wish he was here. He's not.
Well, so does everybody else.
Adversary. Yeah. I mean, that was a bad decision. Wish he was here, but he's not. But tomorrow night, no, I'm not worried about Jimmy at all. Not worried because we got the big fella.
Yeah, but they've had the big fella, and Jimmy beat him.
And he's healthy. He's healthy now.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's also had other games where he's been healthy in the playoffs and hasn't played his best basketball. I mean, I expect
Joel.
Which
one was he younger?
Just in general. I mean, I expect Joel to play well tomorrow night, but Jimmy could out-duel him. Like, that. It's one-game scenarios are just weird.
Yeah, they have the tendency to be. But I think that, you know, the big fella's going to be juiced. The people are going to be in the building, and it's here. And I think Sixers fans are going to come out, and they're going to support. It's going to be.
I've seen enough Sixers get eliminated in home games where the here doesn't mean that much to me.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not concerned about that. I'm living in the now, and I just feel like the big fella's going to put it down tomorrow.
I get that, but the past is a prism into now. I mean, that's how we got here. That's why there's question marks in Joel Embiid. It's why Jimmy Butler's an assassin.
I get it, and I get people are sitting there telling me, I don't know, but no, I feel good about this.
Guys, like tomorrow night when that game tips off, you're just going to be like grinning ear to ear,
like I'm gonna be like Ike Reese. I'm gonna be singing my clap your hands, everybody.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on pins and needles. Pins and needles.
Nah, not at all.
Until they have like a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter, I'm going to be on pins and needles tomorrow night. All right, let's go to Ike at South Philly. What's up, Ike?
Yo, what's up, folks?
Hey, Ike.
What up, man? What's going on?
So that's why I was there. I'm not really worried about Jimmy Butler. He's not really playoff Jimmy Butler no more. And he's coming back with a chip on his shoulder. He like you say, he's in the best shape of his life right now. He's going to come out. He's going to set this home from the door. But they shooters got to score. If they shooters can shoot the ball, so nobody can stand in front of Messi, I think they'll be fine.
Well, they should win the game. I mean, they're of all these play-in games, they're the biggest favorite. 4.5-point favorites tomorrow night. I mean, they should win. They're favorite to win. They have, I think, a better team than the Heat. It's just the Jimmy thing, man. Jimmy scares me.
Yeah, no, I'm not really worried about them no more because Joel Embiid know everybody's thinking that already. And you know what he's going to do. And Oubre's going to be the F-factor in this series. I'm telling you, I think he's going to score like
Tell
25.
Him again. Tell Joe again, bro. Yep. Tell him again.
Ubre,
tell him again.
I like Oubre, man. Oubre's going to do it, man. I'm telling you. He's going to be the X-factor in the series. You can't stand. It's hard to stand in front of Oubre and in front of Tyrese Maxey. All Tyrese Maxey got to do is go to the hole and then get you off the door. Bam Adebayo is a good defensive defender, but I don't see it happening.
What do you think on the Phillies, Ike? You think they're going to start hitting?
Man, they better start doing something. Like I was saying to you earlier, Joe. they rough on Rojas, right? Believe Rojas can play defense and he can't hit. But Castellano, he can't do nothing right now. So they need to start rotating him and putting other players in, Pache or some other outfielders. What's the new dude they got? Mayfield.
Merrifield, like yeah. Yeah, they could do that. Well, Ike, you're right about, and we appreciate the call. You're right about Castellanos compared to, I mean, last night, your guy Rojas made a really nice catch in left center field. Just gliding to the ball.
That's why he's there. That's why he's there. His speed, his ability to play defense. But for whatever reason, because nobody else in the lineup is hitting, he gets a lot of heat. He gets a lot of heat, which I get because, like you said, and this is the point that I'm probably going to be harping on all year until he plays a little bit better. Is the game tends to find him in certain situations. And it's unfortunate for him that that is the case. But it's also unfortunate that the game finds him because the guys that are making way more money than he's making aren't doing their job so the game can find him. So it's all cyclical, you know, and it's just unfortunate that, you know, that's been the two things that we talk about the most since this season has started is the nine-hole hitter and the leadoff guy. And it's – That's the story of the team, and nobody else gets as much heat as those two guys get.
Well, there's also, and again, the pitching carried them last night. It was a good win. The Jeff Hoffman moment was great. The other issue is, and I think people don't want to say it because they like him, and we expect him to, you know, to start hitting. But Bryce Harper hasn't done much this season.
No,
either.
He hasn't. He hasn't. But
drove in a run last night. That was a nice hit.
But I think for Bryce, what he brings to the table is it's like it's one of those things where they talked about it last night where they say, oh, we know Bryce is going to do. Bryce is going to Bryce. It's just a matter of time. And we know, I think Bryce also gets a pass because he wears his heart on his sleeve. He's clearly frustrated with the way that he's playing right now. I mean, you can see that last night during the course of the game. So Bryce is going to Bryce. He just needs to try to work his way out of it.
Bryce does get a pass. I mean, I think you're right about that. I mean, again, their third hole hitter right now, Bryce Harper, who is supposed to be one of the best players in baseball, and, you know, primarily he is. I mean, what is Bryce hitting for the season right now?
What is he hitting right now? He is hitting 197.
Has anyone brought him up today besides you?
No, that's it.
He gets a pass.
And he's had air quotes, tidy back. Like, we don't even know, you know, how healthy he is. He's been in the lineup, but we don't know.
I'm glad you said it because I think you're 1,000% right. Bryce Harper gets a pass. When he doesn't play well, everyone's like, well, he will play well. Well, he hasn't yet. I mean, like he's got to. He's got to play better for them to hit enough because I just think the other guys, and I do think Bryce will as long as he's healthy, but when the bottom of your order is Castellanos, Stott, Merrifield, Rojas, then not much offense there, guys. 215-592-9494. We're going to take your phone calls coming up on both the Phillies and the Sixers, and we have to go right in here with Dr. Dope. Dr. Dope, Howard Eskin, joins us after the break. I'm sure he has a plan. I'm sure it's a wonderful plan to fix the Phillies' offense. I wonder if he actually thinks this is a good lineup or not. And how he's feeling about the Sixers Heat tomorrow. Plus, we now are about to have two Eskins on the air at WIP. 2:00, it is official. We'll talk to one now. One joins us at 2 or joins the station at 2. Howard next, right here in the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA Play-In Tournament gives teams a chance to play their